Can't you see the enchantment of it? Governor William H. Hastie, I think maybe it's time I let you tell something. I've said a good many things about the beauty down here. You've been down here longer, haven't you, than 2 years? Suppose I'll let you talk a little.
No, Miss McBride, I haven't been down quite 2 years. It will be 2 years in May since I started my duties here. However, before I say anything about the islands, it seems to me that I should say a word of welcome to you. We try always to be hospitable to visitors, but when our very favorite people come among us, then we try to be especially hospitable. And certainly you are one of our very favorite people.
You caught that word from me, I bet.
Well, we mean it, all of us. But actually, these islands are a very delightful place. People up in the States often don't realize that the difference between our winter temperature and our summer temperature is only about 10 degrees. In other words, this time of year, the nights, the temperature's down to about 70, and the day it goes up to 80. In midsummer, the midday high would be around 90 degrees, and the low temperature will be around 80. It is a very mild and even climate, and people who come down here at any time of the year really seem to enjoy it. I'm certain that you, too, are going to find it extremely pleasant here among us.
Going to? Haven't you been listening to me? What else can I say about the way I feel about it? You haven't even got mosquitoes. At least none have bitten me yet, and believe me, mosquitoes just love me. I hear you've got fish, especially to eat mosquitoes. Is that true?
Yes, we do have mosquito fish, but I'm afraid that we can't say it's the fish that are responsible for the absence of the mosquitoes. It's been just a simple but rather persistent public health program. As a matter of fact, for the last 10 years, the only cases of malaria recorded are the cases of people who were bitten by mosquitoes before they came to the island and spoiled our record.
Oh, that's wonderful. They just brought their bites and malaria with them. Was that it? I'd have them examined at the border or something and then put off. I wish you could have heard yesterday. There's a friend of mine, Maria Sermolina, who's the travel editor of Life. Life has a photographer, and Maria down here taking pictures and getting material. In fact, we're scooping Life, and we're scooping the Saturday Evening Post, and we're scooping Vogue, all of whom are writing about the Virgin Islands right now. And she went on, and she's been everywhere. She said very solemnly, "I believe this is the most beautiful place I have ever seen." Now, what do you think of that?